Hi there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're talking with Ron Fatula, who is an elder law attorney here in the town of North Hempstead. And we're talking about elder abuse and specifically financial abuse. And Ron was just telling us about the new Uniform Adult Guardianship Act that has been adopted in New York State.
Right, Evelyn. Yeah, and it's just been effective for 6 months. So it's very, very new. I just gave a talk at the Suffolk Bar on this with the guardianship judge there, Judge Filiberto, and it's wonderful because the law will reduce the incidences of elder abuse. Number one, it reduces the incidence of granny snatching because physical presence won't be the main source of jurisdiction. So this is how it works. Now New York and New Jersey both signed on to this act. So if a daughter is in New York and mom lives in New York, sorry, if a daughter lives in New Jersey, if the daughter would snatch mom to New Jersey, New York still has jurisdiction. But under the old law, the moment you're across state lines, because mom is physically present there, then New Jersey would have jurisdiction. What had to happen in the past was that we'd have to have this whole big guardianship action, let's say in New Jersey, sometimes contested, very expensive, only to bring mom back to New York, and then we have to start from scratch again. So with this law, it provides who has jurisdiction. Mom lived in New York the last 6 months. New York has jurisdiction. And of course, it's more complex than that. But that's one very significant way in which it reduces granny snatching. The law also enables a court to decline jurisdiction because of an unjustifiable act. Let's say mom is in New York, lives with daughter, and daughter has been abusive, and it's clear, and the son lives in New Jersey. New York could say, we're not going to take on this case. New Jersey is better, even though you've lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know,
so they can deny, they can refuse to.
Right. And it requires the court to consider elder abuse when making a determination on the appropriate form. So those are the main points. And I think it's very significant. We've seen this so many times. And there are so many cases on this. So,
well, congratulations
yeah,
for having
you.
Worked to pass
yes.
the law.
Just gonna, Ron, can I ask you one question?
Absolutely.
So the guardianship is in New York. The person gets taken to New Jersey.
Right.
So, but then you would have to have some sort of an investigation. Just because the guardianship originated in New York doesn't mean the person is going to go back. So that covers the abuse
right.
part of it?
But because New York and New Jersey have both signed on to this
act,
then the courts can talk to each other. Before this, the courts would not talk to each other.
If New Jersey hadn't signed on, then there's no communication.
Right, exactly. Now the courts talk to each other. We work it out.
Fine.
Evidence could be taken in so many different ways. We were talking about, you know, the phones, and evidence could be taken with FaceTime and Skype and, you know, with a testimony could be taken with someone in another state.
Right, I understand.
That way.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
It's
yeah.
so
the flow
different.
Of information is
right.
better. Okay.
And,
you know, I want us to talk about, before we run out of time,
sure.
about scams and financial abuse of the elderly via scams, because we are getting into the holiday shopping season and people are looking for money and they're always looking to separate the elderly for their money because
right.
elderly people have money. They have a nest egg. They have a home. They have resources. I know that John, that the supervisor, Judy Bosworth, is embarking on an initiative to make seniors more aware of scamming.
Right. Actually, we've done three programs so far. We have another one this week, which is called Project SAFE, Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. We've had somebody from the Attorney General's office, somebody from the DA's office. People come up from Washington, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Everyone is focused on just bringing to people's awareness. And that's really what it is. It's awareness today. That one
right.
tremendous quick story is that last 2 years ago at Obama's convention, somebody held up their Social Security card, their Medicare card. It was used 100 times within a couple of days. Somebody picked it up.
Unbelievable.
Enlarged it. And the fellow talks about that from Washington, saying, you got to be so suspect of everything.
Yeah, somebody went and had a heart transplant using somebody else's
Whatever
Medicare
they had,
card.
But that person now, 2 years later, still has to call in advance of anything they do. because their number's all over the place.
Okay, so people can call 311 or 869-6311 to find out when the next SAVE presentation
Absolutely.
Is
going to
be.
And they're going to keep going under Kimberly and under Judy.
Okay, great. Okay, so Ron, scams.
Sure. Let me talk to you about a scam that one of my clients recently, unfortunately, was involved with. He only had about $75,000 in assets. He's now down to $5,000.
Hmm.
And this is what it was. He won a quote-unquote lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to claim this lottery, he had to send several thousand dollars to a place. And he did. And he sent it once and twice. And he had conversations with this woman, lovely woman,
right.
quote-unquote.
Right.
Lovely woman. She's trying so hard to get me this money that I won. And if I just send her $5,000 this week, etc. So it was a horrible situation.
So the $5,000 in money that they request, they usually say is to cover the taxes.
Cover the taxes, the processing
the,
of
right.
the, you know. And I remember this, you know, the son came into my office along with the nephew, who was also an attorney, an elder law attorney in another state who came into New York. This was a Queens case, actually, but it's very typical. And came into my office with the father, and we were all sitting there. He had $5,000 left, and we were all telling him, this is a scam. And he said, I don't believe it. She is so nice. And she said, it's just $5,000 more, and I am going to get all of this money, $18 million.
God.
And we finally talked him out of it. You know?
So the lesson is, if you get contacted by anybody telling you you won something and you have to send money in order to be able to collect your winnings, it's a scam. Don't believe it.
Don't believe it. Go to the DA's office. And there are things to watch out for, you know, regarding financial abuse and exploitation. You know, number one is if you see as a family member, a son, a daughter, et cetera, agent on a power of attorney, if you see significant withdrawals from an account that you just can't explain, that's something. Significant sudden changes in the financial situation or condition. Suspicious changes in a will or a power of attorney.
Right.
You know, and that happens a lot. This is a form of abuse which I see all the time as an elder law attorney, where a child would say, you know, in so many words, Mom, you know, I'm doing all of this work for you. I'm your caregiver, and I deserve more money from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not 50-50. And if you don't change your will, I'm not going to care for you anymore. I've heard this. I'm embarrassed to say, ashamed to say, many, many times. And that is a form of abuse.
It's bullying.
It's bullying.
It's one of the biggest things I find. It's bullying.
Absolutely.
And the mother
John,
gets afraid, and they'll do whatever the child wants to the detriment of other children involved.
Exactly.
But it's you know.
Exactly. So it's that sort of abuse where you see suspicious changes in wills, powers of attorneys, changes in title on a deed. Now, we've had, unfortunately, several situations. I don't know what it is with the person at the beauty parlor, person who cuts mom's hair. We've had several situations where the home was transferred to the...
the beautician.
Wow. The beautician. Yeah, no, seriously.
Okay.
Not one or two. We had several, you know, over the course of
many
years.
Well, it's a person they get to trust.
Right,
they talk
right.
once,
they
maybe
talk
twice
to,
a month, three times a month.
Every week.
Every week.
Okay, John,
so it's every
you know, this is it's like an outing.
and I understand that you should be aware if... alert to little things starting to disappear, because it might start with little things.
Absolutely.
You know, a piece of silver, a piece of jewelry, blank checks can disappear, and then it kind of graduates onto major exploitation.
You know what's a good idea, too? It's difficult if you have multiple children to have somebody get a duplicate statement.
Mm.
Not power of attorney, just a duplicate. So you're saying, Ma, I see $5,000 less month. Who'd you make that check out to?
John,
why?
You know what? I was going to bring that up. That's a great idea. I'm a financial advisor as well, and I always suggest that.
Right.
You know, with a trusted family member.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if it can happen to somebody like Mickey Rooney, And if it can happen to Brooke Astor, it's just, among the more publicized and outrageous cases that we've heard about.
Right. And because they have more money. And that's where you see more of the financial abuse.
And it doesn't mean they're smarter just because they have more money, unfortunately.
That's true. An actor is good at acting.
Well, it's almost $3 billion a year gets taken. And again, you're talking about that's what's reported.
That's what's reported.
So,
I know that it's so much more than that. I mean,
well, it has to be.
I see it in my practice. Yeah.
We get a lot of phone calls. I get a lot of phone calls to my home from all kinds of weird people trying to get me to give them my Social Security number or only the last four digits of my Social Security number or my credit card number or only the PIN, the so-called security code on the credit card number. And it's just like a bombardment.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on?
It's just horrible, and if you think about it, how often do we give our mother's maiden name and the last four digits of our Social Security number? We do it all the time.
Yeah.
And,
another important thing is as the winter comes on, it brings loneliness. And they want to pick up the phone to talk to a nice voice at the other end. The summer, it's not as big. And it is statistically correct that the winter months bring more abuse because everybody's sitting home. It's cold. You're not going out. There's somebody at the other end of the phone to talk to.
Right.
If they sound nice, it's hello, ma'am, and can I help you, and what a nice young man or young woman.
Well, I wish they would call and offer to come shovel the walk.
Well, they want stuff from you. You're not getting anything from them.
You don't have to pay. Just give me your Social Security number, and I'll shovel your walk.
One of the things I wanted to point out before we run out of time is that very frequently people will note, as you pointed out before, Ron, that there's abuse in a nursing home or a long-term care facility. There is an ombudsman. There are ombudspersons in every state of the union, and they are charged with responsibility for looking into these cases. The local ombudsperson for Nassau County is employed by the Family and Children's Association. The number is 466-9718, or you can call us at 311 and we will put you in touch with the ombudsperson if you suspect abuse in a long-term care facility. I want to thank our guest, Ron Fatula. We've run out of time, but we've got some wonderful information. And Ron, I hope you come back and see us again.
Thank you so much, Evelyn, John. I appreciate it. I sure will.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about veterans.